This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And welcome into hour number two of the Outdoor Show in exactly, well, not exactly 4 hours. It's going to be more like 3 hours and 54 minutes. They'll be opening the doors at the Mobile Convention Center for the Echo Exhibit. You're going to find a butterfly exhibit. It's a screened-in exhibit to walk through. Rock wall for climbing for the kids, touch tanks with a lot of saltwater creatures you can observe and actually touch, art gallery for some outdoor-themed paintings and sculptures and photographs. Live honeybee harvesting goes on at an exhibition hive where you can learn about the honeybees and how they live and breed and operate their hives. Also, a raptor show that's going to be today on Saturday. Expert handlers displaying those majestic birds of prey. And tomorrow, the Auburn Eagle is going to make an appearance there. There's axe throwing, freedom fidos, that's for dog demonstrations, archery exhibits, BB gun range for the kids fishing tank, and Bay Mobile. You can check out all the wonders of Alabama's coastal waters without ever getting wet. It's at the Mobile Convention Center today from 10 to 6. I will be there in booth L009. I want to invite you to come by and register to win one of our St. Hubert's Prayer prints. He is the patron saint of hunters, and you've heard me talk about it before. We'll have one on display, and the winner will ship one to you when we have the drawing after the show. Hours today, again, 10 to 6, 10 to 5 tomorrow. Put that on your list of outdoor things, or actually indoor things, to do. All right, we're talking, among other things, this morning about fishing sandwiches. You got a favorite fishing sandwich? I discovered a sandwich shop that actually specializes in one on their menu. Here's one text on from 5315 in Homer. Their fishing sandwich is fried egg, mayo, black pepper, and untoasted bread. That'd probably make a pretty decent one. I don't know how that fried egg would hold up, though, after being in a cold ice chest. I guess it would firm it up. Bridgeside Marina in Grand Isle. This is from Texter 3668. They used to make an awesome BLT. That was to eat before. I think I've had that there, but they no longer make that? What happened to it? And the worm tells us, Don, you should tell your Mother's Day story with Tofiel and your mothers. I think I will do that in just a minute. Let me get through these texts. Frankie D was talking about those cold muffaladas. He's the guy I call the king of the Tickfall River. And here's one says from Texter 0313. I just pick up some pre-made Mrs. Duck's sandwiches. I think it means Mrs. Drake's sandwiches. They're sealed and they stay dry in the ice chest. They certainly do. And a question, have I ever had a Lenny's Philly cheesesteak? That's from a Mississippi listener. No, I have not. Give me some more details on it. I'd like to hear about it. And here's one says, yeah, that crab meat sandwich from Joe's Boat Launch in Lafitte won't leave the launch without them. Yeah, they are excellent. And here's one says, old bologna and lettuce on buttered white bread. That's the fishing sandwich. And, well, I guess we'll never know the rest of that. Anyway, the fishing story, a Mother's Day. Tofiel Bourgeois and I got the idea for one of our fish and game reports to take our moms fishing for Mother's Day. And we took them out, and it was a beautiful day. It was pretty windy. And now my mom was not a fisher person. She liked to do it, but she very rarely had the chance. She didn't have a lot of experience, but we took them out, and both of them ended up catching some beautiful redfish. My mom caught the biggest fish she ever caught. And Tofiel even made it a little special, as he was the kind of guy that would do that. And he had hid away some cheese and wine. And after the fishing trip, we pulled the boat up on the bank. He broke out the wine and cheese, and we had a little bit of a wine and cheese party with our moms. And my mother told me that was the best Mother's Day present gift that she had ever received. And it was certainly one of the best Mother's Days I had ever spent with my mom. So there it is. Take mom fishing. Maybe you don't think she might want to go, but there's a good chance she will. Because you know what moms want the most? They want to spend time with their kids. The most valuable gift you can give is your time. All right, we'll come back after this break and talk to Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou, find out where he's headed on this potentially windy early start to the weekend, but getting better as it progresses. We'll find out what he's been catching and what his plan is after this on the Outdoors with Don DeBute Radio Network.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
All right, we got Mike in Point of Shen. He says he was raised hunting and fishing sandwiches was scrambled eggs and bacon sandwiches. Yeah, if you're going fishing early, it's kind of a breakfast sandwich, I guess. And here's another one, says, I grew up eating sandwiches made with butter, not mayo. It can sit in the heat for hours and not worry about going. Yeah, that may be true, but the idea of my sandwich sitting in the heat for hours, it's not exactly appetizing. I'd rather put them in the ice chest. I think they'll fare out much better. All right, our fishing report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. You heard Robbie Campbell talking about it, and that's a marina operator suggesting, and he is in the know. For $249, that's a whole year's membership. They will bring you fuel wherever you need it, when you need it, jumpstart those electrical problems, tow you in safely wherever, from where, point A to point B. It's like having a AAA policy on the water. It's peace of mind for you, and don't forget, it's peace of mind for your loved ones that are back home that may be concerned about you. Call Captain Chris or Colleen. You can get a hold of them at 504-301-4545. Or you can do a simple click to CETO.com, and they will get you signed up. Captain Mike, fishing sandwiches. Do you bring fishing sandwiches on the board? And if you do, what are they? And what are some of the more interesting ones you've seen customers bring?
Now, you're not talking about sandwiches made with fish, are you? Because I wasn't listening.
No, no. We're talking about a sandwich that you would bring out. It could be fish, but a particular type of sandwich that you'd bring out to, while you are fishing. I found a po' boy shop in Mandeville that has one listed on their menu as a fishing sandwich, and the idea of it is the components are all cold and they keep very well in an ice chest, you know?
I understand now. I'm a little slow. It's early. It's early. I'm not too particular, Don. You can see the way I'm built, so I'm not too hard to feed. I like ham sandwiches. I like turkey sandwiches. To answer the strangest sandwich question, I fished with a gentleman from Wisconsin many years ago, and he offered me peanut butter and onion sandwiches. And I said, oh, no, I'm fine. My wife made me a sandwich. And he said, you sure? I got peanut butter and onion. And he said it as if it was a hot roast beef sandwich. So,
well, you know, there was a woman who was a very famous offshore tuna fisherman. I can't recall her name right now, but she pretty much invented the stand-up tackle style for fishing tuna. And she came down for a fishing trip and fished in the Grand Isle Rodeo with us. And that was the only thing she ate, was a peanut butter and onion sandwich and a Diet Coke.
I've still never tried that. I'm not sure I ever will.
I think there's too many other good components to put on a sandwich than that.
Yes, for sure.
Sounds like you're on the water.
I am. We are out on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain, kind of hide from the wind. There's a little bit of wind first thing this morning. It is supposed to tail off as we get deeper into the day. We've already caught one small speckled trout, maybe 12 inches. Released that one. Waiting on one to get in the ice.
You know, Mike, I had someone was tuned in last week, and they wanted to talk about trolling the bridges. And I described it, but I think they missed most of it, and they wanted me to go over that again. And I know it's not something that you do, because obviously it doesn't fit in with what you do with customers, because it's a whole different type of fishing. It's more of a laid-back draw, you know, troll the boat slow, a mile and a half to 2 miles parallel to the bridges. You got lead core line. You keep your bait about 12 to maybe 6 inches off the bottom. You know, you use the rattle traps, or you can actually use a jig head, pretty heavy jig head, maybe a half ounce with a soft plastic, and you use lead core line to hold that bottom on it. And as you see the rod tip move, you got to strike. And for what you're doing, people want to hold that rod in their hand. They want to feel that bite and that type of thing. But trolling is a very, very effective method of doing it. Have you ever done any of that?
I've never done any trolling, Don. Obviously, we see the trollers up and down the bridges. And some days the trollers are producing better than those of us that are throwing jigs. Other days it's the other way around. They can, a little easier for them to stay up in the water column by adding line or less line out, making the jig head lighter, and they can sort of stay up in the water column a little easier than we can. So just like I said, some days it's easier for them to catch them. Other days it's easier for us to catch them. It seems to change from day to day.
You know, I do know some people that use the trolling method to locate the schools. You cover a lot of ground that way, and when you hook up on a fish while you're trolling, if you turn back around and go through that area again and you hit another one, that's time maybe to drop anchor, or at least keep the trolling motor to hold you in place, and then you can do the casting. So it's a good way to locate fish. And, you know, our buddy Gus over at Gus's Tackle in Slidell, he's got the whole rig up there. So I would suggest anyone that's not familiar with how to rig up for trolling and wants to do it, go by and see Gus, and when you leave, you'll be ready to do some trolling.
Yeah, Gus can set you up with everything you need to troll the bridges in Lake Pontchartrain. Everything from tackle to knowledge on how to do it. Gus can certainly take care of
it. Mike, we talked lake fishing. What about interior fishing? Intercoastal waterway, Mystico, or marshes? How's that been?
The marshes have done fair on redfish. We had some high water midweek, which made the red fishing a little bit difficult. As that water gets high, they get deep in the grass, and it's hard to catch them. But during the week, when the water levels got back to normal, we did pretty well on redfish. Dead shrimp under a cork, points with current moving past them seemed to be the ticket. But we did catch the occasional one in coves or pockets. I wouldn't say they've made a full comeback yet, but I can see that they're on their way back.
Very good. Yeah, I was down in Delacro this week and experienced the same thing. It was a lot of high water and some pretty high winds made the water kind of murky. Mike, anything else you can leave folks with for this weekend? Looks like tomorrow is going to probably be a better day. What's your plan? Is your plan going to change for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to stuff flounder for my mother for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's a great plan.
Yeah,
that sounds like 100% success rate.
Yeah, I started doing that probably 20 years ago, Don, and now we have 6 or 8 people that come by. Some of the captains that work with me will come by, and it'll be a good time. We'll stuff quite a few flounder, and you're welcome to join us, too, if you like.
Well, I'm going to be out of town, but I certainly appreciate the invite, and, you know, a shrimp stuffed flounder is hard to beat.
We're going to have some Pontchartrain blue crabs and olive flounder. They will be excellent.
Sounds like a good time. Mike, before you go, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They'll find you there, AAofLA.com. Give them the telephone number if they want to give you a call after Mother's Day.
Oh, you can call me at any time. I'm used to it. I would say the best number to reach me is my reliable telephone, which is 985-781-7811. And you know, Don, you can buy a Seatoe membership for your mother. And she would have peace of mind when you go fishing.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, we look forward to our fishing trip with you next week. We'll touch base during the week and make sure everything's a go.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. All right, Captain Eric Mahabarak's next. If you like to paddle for your fish, put the kayak or the canoe in the water and go get them, He's got the stuff for you. It's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our Paddler's Report, specifically for those of you who fish from Paddlecraft, is a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. And Captain Eric Mohabarak is one of those reporters. Eric, what's happening over at Massey's?
Oh, Don, I thought we were going to talk about sandwiches first. I guess we'll save
that. We're going to do that. I'm saving that for last. I know you're underground gourmet, so I wanted to save that for last.
I'm ready. Get some Fat Boy approved ones there.
Or is that an underground gourmet? I'm not sure. Go ahead.
And an underground. I love it. Massey's got a demo day going on over at the Deutsches House on Bayou St. John. That's 1700 Moss Street. That's where you can come out and try any of the kayaks you want, any of the brands they have. They'll have all the Hobies, some Natives, some Jacksons, some Bonafide. If anybody who wants to try out a specific kayak and make sure that they have it on the trailer to bring out to the bayou, just give John a call over at Massey's on Carlton Avenue in New Orleans, and they can call any location if they're coming down to try out the boats. So, and the managers will take care of that for them, setting it up any boat they want. They do have actually, this boat's got a lot of good gree-gree and a lot of good memories. We're letting go of my old, I'm saying old, but it's a newer boat, demo Pro Angler, the PA-14, which, Don, you've seen the green and black one I had with my banana stickers. It's still got it on there. The banana, no bananas on the boat, stickers are gone with it. So, you know, that's a big special thing right there. And then they got 30% off on Jackson kayak models, too. So go check them out. Give them a call, any one of your locations, Baton Rouge, North Shore, Mandeville, in New Orleans. They'll be glad to help you. Tell them I sent you.
All right, let's get to the fishing sandwich now. What's your favorite?
Well, Darren, I'm going to have to say that my favorite is the Jersey ham with the aged baby Swiss with the bunny bread. But I'm not opposed to any other sandwiches. So if anybody sees me out there, just stop, and I will taste test your sandwich for you, and I'll put it back on the air with you, Don. So when we got that down there, that muffaletta. I'm going to get on Frankie D down there in the bayou by Myrtle Grove. I know where he's hiding at, Frankie D.
Yes, indeed. Well, we'll give it the stamp of approval. Now, what do you put on it as far as a condiment? Do you put mayo or mustard on that Chisace's ham?
Just mayo. Make it right there on the boat. That and a bag of Zaps with a box root beer. Don, that's some Fat Boy approved stuff right there. It's my favorite. I've had people take the ham with them back to Minnesota because they never can't get ham like that. They literally pound it. Can I take the ham? I'm like, sure.
I understand. Lord, they don't want the fish. They want the ham. Eric, give me a couple of good fishing spots for kayakers this weekend. Stay out of the wind.
Well, stay out the wind. That's the best thing. Like today, I would launch like along Myrtle Grove, Port Salfa. I'd stay to further north instead of going all the way south, and just tuck up against that levee with that northeast wind coming, and fish those ponds. Yeah, it's going to be blowing good. It's already started blowing. I've been out and about already. Yeah, but that's my thing for today. But they have been doing very well along right there by the Happy Jack around the Grand Bayou area. Actually fishing, launching it at Happy Jack and then going to the left down Grand Bayou and fishing all the cuts and points and stuff like that. I've been getting the reds really good there. Down, of course, Jefferson Parish, down Highway 1, the Grand Isle area, you know, provided with the wind. That's the thing. You beat the wind, you catch the fish. They've been doing really, really good on some trout. You know, as I believe someone earlier said, if you could get on the beach, it's phenomenal. But it just ain't been happening. But things are good. It seems as if fishing are biting everywhere. I did get a report of under Highway 51, someone throwing crickets and catching lake runners and bluegill and stuff like that. That would be a cool trip, and you may be able to fish that today also.
Yeah, that's an easy little trip. Very short paddle. You basically park on the old 51, slip it in, and you start fishing.
Yeah, from the North Shore or the South Shore, just start fishing, you know?
Exactly. Good stuff. And our Paddler's Report, specifically for those of you who fish from Paddlecraft, is a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. And Captain Eric Mohabarak is one of those reporters. Eric, what's happening over at Massey's?
Oh, Don, I thought we were going to talk about sandwiches first. I guess we'll save that.
We're going to do that. I'm saving that for last. I know you're right, an underground gourmet, so I wanted to save that for last.
Ooh, I'm ready. Get some Fat Boy approved ones there.
Or is that, is that anyway, an underground gourmet? I'm not sure. Go ahead.
And an underground. I love it. Massey's got a demo day going on over at the Deutsch's house on Bayou St. John. That's 1700 Moss Street. That's where you can come out and try any of the kayaks you want, any of the brands they have. They'll have all the Hobies, some Natives, some Jacksons, some Bonafide. If anybody who wants to try out a specific kayak and make sure that they have it on the trailer to bring out to the bayou, just give John a call over at Massey's on Carlton Avenue in New Orleans, and you can call any location if they're coming down to try out the boats. So, and the managers will take care of that for them, setting it up any boat they want. They do have actually, this boat's got a lot of good gree-gree and a lot of good memories. We're letting go of my old, I'm saying old, but it's a newer boat, Demo Pro Angler, the PA-14, which, Don, you've seen the green and black one I had with my banana stickers. It's still got it on there. The banana, no bananas on the boat, stickers are gone with it. So, you know, that's a big special thing right there. And then they got 30% off on Jackson Kayak models, too. So go check them out. Give them a call, any one of your locations, Baton Rouge, North Shore, Mandeville, in New Orleans. They'll be glad to help you. Tell them I sent you.
All right, let's get to the fishing sandwich now. What's your favorite?
Well, Darren, I'm going to have to say that my favorite is the Jersey ham with the aged baby Swiss with the bunny bread. But I'm not opposed to any other sandwiches. So if anybody sees me out there, just stop, and I will taste test your sandwich for you, and I'll put it back on the air with you, Don. So when we got that down there, that muffaletta. I'm going to get on Frankie D down there in the bayou by Myrtle Grove. I know where he's hiding at, Frankie D.
Yes, indeed. Well, we'll give it the stamp of approval. Now, what do you put on it as far as a condiment? Do you put mayo or mustard on it?
Just mayo. Make just it right mayo. There on the boat. That and a bag of Zaps with a box root beer. Don, that's some Fat Boy approved stuff right there. It's my favorite. I've had people take the ham with them back to Minnesota because they never can't get ham like that. They literally pound it. Can I take the ham? I'm like, sure.
I understand. They don't want the fish. They want the ham. Eric, give me a couple of good fishing spots for kayakers this weekend. Stay out of the wind.
Well, stay out the wind. That's the best thing. Like today, I would launch like along Myrtle Grove, Port Sulphur. I'd stay to further north instead of going all the way south, and just tuck up against that levee with that northeast wind coming, and fish those ponds. Yeah, it's going to be blowing good. It's already started blowing. I've been out and about already. Yeah, but that's my thing for today. But they have been doing very well along right there by the Happy Jack around the Grand Bayou area. Actually fishing, launching at Happy Jack and then going to the left down Grand Bayou and fishing all the cuts and points and stuff like that. I've been getting the reds really good there. Down, of course, Jefferson Parish, down Highway 1, the Grand Isle area, you know, provide it with the wind. That's the thing. You beat the wind, you catch the fish. They've been doing really, really good on some trout. You know, as I believe someone earlier said, if you could get on the beach, it's phenomenal. But it just ain't been happening. And things are good. It seems as if fishing are biting everywhere. I did get a report of under Highway 51, someone throwing crickets and catching lake runners and bluegill and stuff like that. That would be a cool trip, and you may be able to fish that today also.
Yeah, that's an easy little trip. Very short paddle. You basically park on the old 51, slip it in, and you start fishing.
Yeah, from anyway, from the North Shore or the South Shore, just start fishing, you know?
Exactly. Good stuff. All right, Eric, we'll catch up with you next time, my friend. Be good. No, keep making those sandwiches.
Don, I think we ought to have us a sandwich contest, and me and you be the judge like we did for that crawfish boiling contest that time.
Yeah, I'm up for it. I'm up for it.
I'm for it, too. All right, Don, y'all have a great one.
All right, there he goes, Captain Eric Mahabarak, paddling his pirogue into the sunrise this morning. All right, we come back after this. This is going to be 3 weeks in a row now. Our bad boys of the outdoors got prison time. And this story kind of triggered a little bit of a memory, and it also has a message for you if you like to book out-of-state trips in particular. Back with our bad boy of the week after this on the Outdoors with Tom Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we asked you to tell us about your favorite fishing sandwich to bring along on the boat, and you have responded. We have Lafitte LT. He says, Mrs. Effie's Sandwich Shop, which is now down the Bayou Foods, makes the best crab meat sandwiches, and they stock our local grocery and marinas. I honestly don't care for sandwiches much, but look forward to one of those on a boat. Yeah, good crab meat salad sandwich is hard to beat. Here's one showing you that not only do fishing trips trigger memories, but what you had to eat did. This one says, back when my sister and I were little, my father would take us from our beds and load us in the back of a 55 model Chevy station wagon. We would spend the day fishing at Old River Landing. We were living large with Dad, and food for the day was sardines with onion and cold pork and beans from the can. Thank you, Rocky from Franklinton, I think. And here's one says, Dom, we were young and went scooping crabs on the lake shore. My dad would bring potted meat. Yeah, there's the old potted meat sandwich with mayo, four boys, and Papa and Dad. And he would bring a dozen with frozen Coke wrapped in newspaper to keep cold. The best. Big Mike on beautiful Bayou Liberty. And here's one that says, Nick's the pre-made sandwich concept. Sandwiches were designed to being made at the time of consumption. Roast beef or turkey and condiments in the cooler, and nice dry loaf of bread in the console, cobbled together when hungry. And here's one says, please do a segment on Tides for Dummies when you get a chance. Yeah, we'll do that. Maybe get all of our field reporters to comment on how they read and use Tides. Here's another sandwich for fishing. Danish ham and white American cheese, mayo and mustard on a Pepperidge Farm sandwich, bread cut in half, bag of Ruffles and cheddar. That's pretty specific. All right, Uncle David down in Happajack says they got one nice trout so far, and yes, it is a blowing down there. All right, we're going to be back to tell you about this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors, but first we pause 10 seconds to let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don DeBoer. Well, now that the major hunting seasons are over, now is the time when a lot of hunters start making plans for next season, especially booking those out-of-state trips. And it reminds me of a friend who got taken by a bogus outfitter, and an Ohio man who was sentenced to prison in connection with his execution of a scheme to get payments from dozens of individuals in exchange for purported hunting leases he had no rights to sell. Nathaniel L. Knox of Ohio operated a scheme where he placed online advertisements for hunting leases, supposedly available on parcels of land in Ohio. But the defendant, in fact, had no rights to sell any leases for the properties in question. He put the advertisements on at least 38 different Facebook pages, including Hunt Florida, Ohio Hunting Lease, Bow Hunting PA, and Alabama Deer Hunters. In these advertisements, the defendant solicited payment in exchange for bogus hunting leases. The prices charged ranged anywhere from $400 to $5,000. The defendant requested payment from clients be made through PayPal, Walmart to Walmart, MoneyGram, Western Union, and Venmo. When the individuals inquired further about the leases, he'd send them pictures of big mature bucks that he falsely claimed had been taken by former clients on these parcels of land. After receiving the initial payment, Knox would send contracts and instructions via email. Yeah, this guy really played the part well. In total, he solicited payment from at least 68 different people, all non-residents of Ohio. At least 59 of these individuals sent initial payments to him that totaled over $34,000. Well, Judge Sarah D. Morrison of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio handed down a sentence of 1 year and 1 day in prison, 3 years supervised release, and restitution of $18,000, and, well, $18,037 to be exact, for 30-year-old Nathaniel L. Knox of Ohio, our bad boy of the outdoors. Well, I guess you'd say the moral of that story was be very leery of out-of-state outfitters and ask and check for references, actually call those people, and even that sometimes could be a setup, before you send any deposits, sight unseen, or you could end up scammed with no hunting trip and never seeing your money again. All right, when we come back after this, we'll talk to the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, find out if he takes fishing sandwiches out there. I got a few more coming in. Another vote for muffaladas. This one from the National Canal Villery on Veterans Boulevard in Metairie. And If you got a favorite fish and sandwich, let us know what it is. 504-260-1870. Also got Jay Demps, LSU Lady Tiger volleyball star, coming up to talk about her crawfishing excursion you'll get to see on a Tigers in the Wild episode. All that still to come right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we got a couple of more fishing sandwiches here. A Ubig's pie sandwich for early morning fishing trips. And from West Beach, the best boat sandwich is a game day slider, ham and cheese with sliced apple and onion on a Hawaiian King roll with mayo. We've had some combinations this morning. Let's consult with the plastic man, the one and only. And Ryan, I know you guys don't send your customers out on a boat to go hungry. What kind of sandwiches or vittles do you send your customers out, or are they required to bring their own on their trips?
Oh, no. They lay out everything on the bar, and they make their own. You know, I used to make them pull boys and this and that, and everybody, oh, it's too much bread, it's too much this. And I had one guy tell Loopy one day, Loopy, I only want mustard oil in my sandwich. So he bit into the sandwich, that's all it was mustard. I said, dude, let me do the translating around here, would you? Look, all this friends give me mustard for Christmas and everything. I mean, it's a mess.
Yeah, so you were the one mustard. That originally... The Cajun Fishing Adventures is the one who originally started Have It Your Way, right?
That's exactly right, buddy. My favorite sandwich, I have two. And you know, it's so nice to hear the memories of with Pawpaw, and we did this and we did that. And, you know,
yeah,
I can still remember the wrapped up frozen Cokes and all that. I love that.
Yeah.
Mine was, they had a little store down the road, and that's when I used to fish for myself a lot, and they baked bread. And you get this fresh baked bread, and they take a butter and you squirt butter all on it, then put boudin on that dude. Ooh. Oh my God!
Boudin,
that's
butter.
The morning one.
Yeah,
that was the morning one. And then if Carmen and I would go midday, Majura's store would make this giant roast beef pole, but you'd have to throw it over your shoulder; it was so big. And we'd go in the boat and we'd eat, and then we would fish. You know, oh my God, what great memories!
Yes, yep. Indeed.
And then the guys from Alabama with their pimento cheese.
You're not a fan,
like that,
huh?
Pimento cheese. No.
Well, here's a couple more. Cape Cod chicken salad from Costco on white Evangeline made bread. And then Marlon Jackson says his fish and sandwich favorite is a hoghead cheese on white bread with a little mayo.
Oh, God, yeah.
All kind of combinations.
You know, there was one more. When I used to guide out of Lafitte some, there was a lady that had made this shrimp salad on put it on the sandwiches at the little store there. Oh, my God, they were so good.
Yeah.
A lot of memories go with fishing. And we're making them right now for our customers. Oh, my gosh, the bite is still on. I don't remember a bite like this in 10 years at least. I mean, it's incredible to bite. I mean, the boys go out there, and by 8 o'clock, they're done. They're looking for something else to do. They're riding around catching sheepheads, catfish, whatever, bull reds, anything, because they already got their limits. The trout are really moving in good. The reds are crazy. I mean, I saw Ty go back out with some friends yesterday. I spent the day with the Secretary of Wildlife and Fishery, and their plane was flying off, and Todd was coming back out. And by the time I got back to the lodge, he was coming back. He said, it was like brim fish. You just throw it over the board, boom, 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 we were done. Golly.
So, well, maybe reduced regulations limits on, maybe not so much for the trout, but the redfish may be a little premature, you think?
Well, it is due to the fact that we don't have our whole class in yet, and we're catching them like that. But yet, I had two tournament fishermen go down to Venice yesterday and zeroed, trying to sight fish, zeroed all
That's
day.
Something.
Saw three fish.
Yeah.
All day. Saw three fish and zeroed on them. So they had it for Delacroix. I heard that Delacroix bites on good, too. But it's just an incredible bite right now. I mean, it's wild. So, you know, when we get another 2 years of redfish in there, it's going to be really good. So it's not going to hurt the Lord for a while. And if they come back that strong, we can bring it back. You know, I don't get too much tied up in all that. You know, the trout's 15 right now, and it's a lot of fish. We're catching them it's some nice fish out there. I've seen a lot of fish over 20 getting thrown back because people have them, you know. So this summer is going to be really weird because, you know, big fishing out in Breton Sound, a lot of those fish are over 20 also. So it's going to it'd be a little weird to go out there and catch six fish and have to come back.
Yeah, indeed. Well, only time will tell what's going to happen. It wouldn't be so bad if the government wasn't so slow to overcorrect and correct, you know, where they can do it quickly. It's such a slow process, you know. Things change. While they're working on one thing, it changes again before they can correct it.
Well, we talked about a lot of that kind of stuff yesterday. I really liked our secretary. She's very down to earth and has a lot of good ideas. And I was teaching
I was going to say she offered to come on the radio with us, and she wants to address some of the issues and talk about some of her visions for what's going to change. And I've got her scheduled for a June 14th appearance on our flagship station. And I'll remind everybody to tune in and to send me some questions that they would like to ask of her.
Yeah, well, I had her in the diversions all day yesterday, riding around, teaching her and showing her so she didn't have to listen to all the propaganda that's out there. Now she knows.
Well, it must have been a nice tour for her, too, coming from where she's from.
Oh, she really enjoyed it.
It's all new stuff to her. I can imagine.
All new. She really got to. She said, that's the closest I've ever been to an alligator. I said, you want to get closer?
keep the distance. Well, all sounds good. Somebody wants to get a hold of you guys and do the fishing thing or the eco tours, and I know you're doing alligator hunts now, too. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, they can either go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me direct at 504-559-5111. And if you want to learn the truth about diversions, come see for yourself. Give me a call. I'll take you in them, and you can make your own mind up.
Best way to do it. What's that chirping going on? Is that your ducks?
Oh, my ducks. I got so many ducks out here. Ducks, and I hear that rough titmouse. You ever see a rough titmouse? It's a little bird, and that's him going, ick-a-dick-a-dick. I got the limpkins yelling at me. I mean, I love it.
You sound just like that titmouse. You do a great impersonation. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Be good.
All right, we'll see you soon, buddy.
All right, happy Mother's Day to Ms. Carmen, too. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to Jade Demps. She is an LSU Lady Tiger volleyball star turned crawfish hunter. Yeah, we're back to talk about her trip that you will see on an upcoming episode of Tigers in the Wild. It's a preview brought to you by Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. Stay with us. And if that music sounds familiar, you've probably been to an LSU sporting event, or at least watched one or heard about one. And joining us now to talk about LSU volleyball and also crawfishing is LSU Lady Tiger volleyball star Jade Demps, soon to be hopefully Dr. Demps. Jade, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you on this great morning?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a little bit cooler than what it's been, and people are real happy to see a little change in the weather. Of course, it's going to get hot again. By the way, this Tigers in the Wild preview is presented by Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. And, Jade, thank you for coming out there. People now are starting to watch our Tigers in the Wild feature. They're enjoying it. We did one with defensive tackle Jacobian Guillory the other night this week on a bow fishing trip. But last weekend, it was your turn to get out and do some crawfishing on a crawfish excursion with Barry Toops out at Mrs. Rowe's Bed and Breakfast in Kaplan, Louisiana. Your first time. Tell me about how the trip went for you.
It was awesome. I mean, the entire experience was, it was so cool. It was unlike anything I've ever done, but we talked about this a little bit. I love doing experiences, and that was just so fun. I mean, literally the whole thing going out on the boat, it was kind of intense, which I thought it was cool because when you think of fishing, it's kind of like a very laid-back thing, but this is the opposite.
You got to admit there's a bit of excitement when you reach over there and you pulled up the trap and then just these crawfish were just boiling over in that trap.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was kind of, I kind of didn't know what to expect because I remember hearing them be like, okay, like when you see it, you got to pull it up. And like, obviously, I feel like that's the kind of thing where you don't actually know fully what someone's talking about until you're in the situation, but it was amazing.
Were there any injuries sustained? Did you get pinched?
I got pinched twice, but I feel like that's a win, and neither of them really hurt. The first one I kind of was like, oh wow, okay, like, you know, these guys are alive. I got to actually be careful in the second one. Like, I was more prepared, so it was okay.
So it's not going to negatively impact your sports performance on the volleyball court?
No, I think that battle scars.
I'd be in trouble with your coach and the impersonation you do. I don't think I want to do that. Jay, tell me about LSU volleyball. What goals have y'all set for this upcoming season?
Yeah, no. So for this upcoming season, I think it's going to be a really special one because we've had a lot of people come in, a lot of people come out from last year to this year. And so far, the culture that we are building is really something special, I believe. And right now, we have aspirations of honestly going as far as we can, going, winning it all for SECs, NCAAs. That's kind of our goals. I feel like we're very locked in. It's really a cool thing to be a part of.
Are you originally from North Carolina? What's it been like coming down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and seeing the culture and the people here?
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I mean, that's what I note every single time I talk about why I even came here. I mean, I've lived in two very different places other than Louisiana as well. Like you said, North Carolina and Wisconsin, and the culture here within the community is, it's something special because I've said you can have a great culture within a team, but the fact that this rich culture extends throughout the entire community is amazing. I mean, literally you feel like you're family. Like I felt like I was family with everyone here since the day I got here.
Well, we're talking with Jay Demps, LSU Lady Tiger volleyball star. And if you want to tune in, you can catch her crawfish excursion first time on Tigers in the Wild on the current Bayou Wild TV. If you want to find out where to watch it and what times and where the stations are and when it airs, BayouWildTV.com is an easy place to find it. It's always on the YouTube channel waiting for you. You know, I know you enjoyed, because I could tell you had a lot of fun catching the crawfish, but you also got into the cooking and especially the eating of the crawfish. Didn't take you long to figure out what to do with a Louisiana crawfish, did it?
No, absolutely not. Like I said, I love a good experience, so when I started hearing that there was all these little specific tricks and ways to make the most out of the crawfish, I was sold. I haven't turned back.
Yeah, it's a very versatile product and one we're real proud of here in Louisiana to share with other folks. Well, Jay, look, I got to ask you this. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm going to do it. After the crawfish excursion and the cooking and the eating, we had a little volleyball match. Now, I need you to tell me, if this radio TV gig doesn't work out for me, what are my chances of becoming a professional volleyball player? I figured that was your answer.
Right. Like, how much of a detailed answer do you want me to give? I think there's potential. I'll say there's potential.
Got it. Well answered. Jade, we really enjoyed meeting you and spending the day with you. Good luck on the volleyball season, and thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, number 23, Jade Demps. There she goes, all 6'2" of her. All right, it's exit 26, Water Street, towards downtown Mobile. Come see me 10 to 6 at the Echo Wild Expo. We'll see you next week right here.